This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Some people play by the rules, but the real game changers break them. I'm Soraya, and on Rule Breakers, we're talking to the risk takers, the rebels, and the ones rewriting the playbook. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Day, Plagans, is National Peanut Butter and Jelly Day, and I don't think we talk to a guest on the regular who loves a peanut butter and jelly sandwich as much as you do, right? Actually, I take that back, because you know what? Joe Zagacki and I don't think Victor does it, but when they're on the road, the Canes football broadcast, Josh Darrow, Joe Zagacki, I don't know if DBJ eats them, but they eat the peanut butter and jelly sandwiches a lot. But you love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich, no?
I do love a peanut butter and jelly sandwich. Make them all the time at home. I like strawberry. I like grape when it comes to the jelly. I make multiple daily oftentimes when I'm at home. And then, you know, I've also come to embrace the Uncrustables, too. Those are a good product. Appreciate those and the different varieties. You know, fun for the whole family as far as those are concerned. But I do love peanut butter and jelly. I'll have them for breakfast. I'll have them for lunch. I like peanut butter and jelly sandwiches so much, in fact, that I know at lunch sometimes I need to have a little bit more protein, something more sustaining, but I don't want to have multiple sandwiches in one sitting. I like a peanut butter and jelly sandwich oftentimes more than a turkey sandwich if I make one at home. So what I'll do is I'll just grab the turkey with my hand out of the fridge, eat it just so I know that I got my, you know, got some protein in there. And then I'll make a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to have with it because I kind of like that more.
And do you ever call it a peanut butter and jelly sando?
No, I'm not a big abbreviation guy by and large.
Okay. Fair.
So yeah. I don't usually go down that road. I've also been known, though, at times, I'll throw a couple of Eggo waffles in the toaster and put peanut butter and jelly between those and eat it. You know,
wow.
It doesn't just stop with bread. I've ventured outside of the bread realm at times.
To me, there's nothing better than just ordinary white bread and peanut butter and jelly. But I go, you know, the high sugar jelly. Usually I'm a zero soda guy, and I try to watch my sugars. If it comes to peanut butter and jelly, I'm going Smucker's grape, just loaded with sugar. I don't ever skimp on the jelly. Do you find yourself doing the same?
So it's funny you bring that up, and this is a topic I'm sure the listeners all have passionate opinions about. But when it comes to jelly, I used to try and find the healthier jelly alternative. But as time went on, I started to realize that the calorie difference really isn't enough for me to sacrifice the taste of the jelly. And at least in the jelly, the ingredients in regular jelly, they might not be the greatest things in the world, but I can pronounce them a little bit better than the ones, the substitute ingredients that are in the fake jelly. So sometimes I'm right there with you. I tend to go, you know, I try to lean on the zeros with the pops and things like that as well. But when it comes to jelly, I buy either the real thing or I tell you what, you know, there's one that's really good. Smucker's makes a natural. It's not like a reduced sugar or something like that, but it's just made with like more real fruit, I guess. That one's really good. And the calorie difference there, it's not much different than regular jelly, but it has a really good taste to it. It's got a really fruity taste to it. So
what I found is like I can do Triscuits reduced fat. To me, it tastes exactly the same. Like I could do that on a lot of foods. Sour cream cheese, and jelly. You can't do reduced fat or no sugar. It just affects the texture and the flavor. And there's something about those three items.
Cream cheese is a big one because the fat-free cream cheese, it's almost like waxy. I don't really like it. It's you got to get the real thing with cream cheese.
Nothing. Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you, with sour cream, Yeah, there's a big difference between real sour cream and like fat-free sour cream. But I tend to go away from the sour cream. Regular fat-free plain Greek yogurt is, I've almost gotten myself used to that over sour cream. So I use that rather than sour cream, on a lot of things. Just plain Greek yogurt. You don't want to make the mistake and have like this big burrito made up and throw vanilla Greek yogurt on it. That would be a real problem. But you got to make sure you look at the label.
Now, here's the most important question, because a lot of people get this wrong. What is the best drink to have with a peanut butter and jelly sandwich? And I'm talking about on white bread, paper plate. What's the proper drink?
I feel like in a lot of scenarios, it's just your conventional glass of milk. Party like it's 3:30.
That's 100% what the
afternoon.
Answer is.
Yeah, 3:30 in the afternoon, you get home from school, you're 11 years old, and you're having a peanut butter and jelly and a glass of milk.
Is there anything better, Solana, than a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and an ice-cold glass of cow's milk?
I have never shared the two. That has never been a combination of mine, ever.
You've never had Oreos and milk.
No, Plagans, you can't compare the Oreo and milk combination to the PB&J and milk.
But I'm telling you, PB&J goes with milk. What do you drink instead with that, Solana?
Just like a nice glass of lemonade, I think. Peanut butter and jelly sandwich and a nice tall glass of pink or yellow lemonade. That's my go-to.
I don't think peanut butter and jelly goes well with a citrus beverage.
It doesn't.
Really?
It doesn't. It doesn't make any sense. Because even Plagan said he'll have one for breakfast, but you would never have orange juice with the peanut butter and jelly, would you?
If I'm having it for breakfast, no, I'm probably not having juice with it. That's not a great combo. Now, you know what? The orange juice with breakfast thing, orange juice is good with breakfast depending on what you're having. If you go out to breakfast and you get like the pancakes, the bacon, the eggs, I don't think orange juice goes well with that either. I'd rather I know this might be crazy at 8 o'clock in the morning or something. I'd rather just have a Diet Coke if I'm getting that crazy and having a big old breakfast meal.
Yeah, my wife can have orange juice with anything. I don't feel the same way. I kind of feel like the orange juice, it's like such a unique spot where it actually you're almost eating nothing. It's like they just bring you a healthy shot of orange juice and you're not eating anything else, or maybe like a little piece of bread or something. But yeah, I'm not a big OJ fan with a whole bunch of food items.
Well, and I know it was maybe a thing in previous eras, but I'll be watching television and I'll see Wally and the Beaver there having a glass of milk with their meatloaf or something. And to me, that sounds disgusting.
That does sound disgusting. Yeah. But that used to be like when you would feed your kids a big glass of milk with their meat and potatoes for dinner at night. There was no other appropriate drink for the kids.
It was brought fresh that day by the milkman himself.
That is true. That is true. You ever watch Wally and the Beaver, Solana?
Never watched Wally and the Beaver.
Know what show he's talking about?
No idea.
Really? Jimmy, do you know?
Leave it to Beaver.
Leave it to Beaver, of course. Famous television show. All right, Doug
Plagans. One of the best shows of all time.
He will be on the call tonight. You can hear the Panthers game on 790 AM. Plagans is in Toronto. Panthers could definitely use a dub tonight. Thanks, Plagans.
Thanks very much, guys.